Welcome. To Arcade Audio.
And welcome to this week's episode of Married with Movies. I'm one of your hosts, Samantha Mullet. See you next to you on the couch is your other host, my beautiful husband, Chris Mullet.
Why'd that take you 10 fucking seconds to say?
Because I was still a little nervous. The haunted cooler. It made this big thud right before I hit record, and it kind of freaked me out a little bit. So I was just making sure I didn't have to, like, get up and run. I didn't want to be focused on the introduction.
This little goblin just jumps out of the cooler and goes, hey, what's going on? That's every voice
every
I do.
Every voice you do, buddy.
Every voice you do. It is Friday, a rare Friday recording for us, September 20th?
Correct.
Got it. Welcome to Married Movies. If you're new here, this is what this show is. two married people fucking living with each other and talking about a movie we've watched from our massive movie collection. And this is going to be one of my favorite episodes of all time. Because it'll be the last time we talk about The Lord of the Rings on this podcast.
For a while.
But this will be the last time we talk about The Lord of the Rings on this
podcast.
You don't
know. The next
Except the Mullet Awards, when it gets nominated for several awards in a multitude of categories.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah. It's a rare Friday recording. Hellish week at work, as customary
Super
nowadays
hellish.
For us.
Super hellish. Week at work.
And also last weekend was a little bit of a crazy one as well, because we were getting prepped for our big yard sale that we have this weekend.
If you want to buy stuff, come to our house.
Yeah. If you're hearing this, travel back in time. Actually, if you hear this, we're not selling everything tomorrow. Just come to my house. Buy stuff. I had a lovely time celebrating Steve Rail's birthday at the BOMA Buffet. And
Animal Kingdom. Yep. Lodge. Mm-hmm.
All kinds of good stuff there. And besides that, what you watching? Or what you reading? What you doing? What you want to talk about? In that regard.
All of those things are just like one?
Just fucking pick one.
Oh.
It's supposed to be what you watching, but...
Survivor's back. We're still catching up on MasterChef. Generations. We got a lot of reality TV, so I'm happy Survivor's back, though. It's my all-time number one.
I got a big reality show coming up soon. It's the Vince McMahon documentary on Netflix.
I saw that. Remind me.
You want to watch it with me?
I'm not sure. Is it all-encompassing, or is it
it's
just like...
It's all-encompassing, yes.
Like, including, like, recent shit?
I mean, they're not going to show him shitting on a woman's head.
Well,
but...
then I don't want to watch it. I mean, fuck that.
I'll watch it, and then I'll decide, like, how sometimes I'm like, you should watch this. Like, the next show I'm about to mention that I literally just finished binging, even though I was told for years and years on end by Rich Camilucci's I should do it, I finally broke down and realized, like, this is very easy and doable to watch. I binged Detroiters in about a week on Paramount, mm-hmm. right before it's getting converted over to Netflix, and I didn't even know that was happening as well. So that's making people think, maybe can we get a third season? Yeah, fucking hysterical. Tim Robinson is so... my bag and my lane. Sam Richardson is arguably better than him on the show, though. And, like, some of the best, like, guest actor... Kevin Nash as Tim Robinson's dad is one of the funniest things. If that doesn't sell you on watching the show alone. Man. Also, shout out to my boy... My man, Mort Krim.
Mert?
You're Mort Krim. Don't you dare fucking bring up Mert. Don't you ruin Mort Krim for me. That's what I was cackling about today. So Detroiters is awesome. I've started watching another Rich Camilucci recommendation. This way back from the picked up days, a review that on Comedy Central. I watched the first episode. It was good, and I just ran out of time. So that's what I've been watching and what I want to watch. I also want to watch is a good Netflix show starting another wrestling one about Dump Matsumoto, who's like one of the greatest female wrestler villains of all time in like the 80s and stuff. So
is it heels?
No, it's not. Heels is also on Netflix
as well.
Oh, yeah,
I know.
Which I have wanted to watch, but we never had fucking Showtime.
Yeah, no, I just saw...
Or Stars, or whatever the fuck
whatever
it was.
But no, I just saw it on there when I was, like, looking through it. Yeah,
good call out.
I'm great.
We have plenty of time to watch stuff now because we are past...
Well, no, we don't have plenty of time to watch stuff now because all of our TV's coming back.
No, but what I meant is we have plenty of time because we're done with, like, the 50-hour Lord of the Rings saga we had to fucking sit through, which we extended because we went to a used DVD and bookstore, and I saw this and was like, oh, man, people, like, some people love this, and this is, like,
so we're not going to draw a random movie then. This was to wrap it up.
No, but this was connected to the random series for the Lord of the Rings.
Oh, right. Okay. I forgot that we had drawn that.
We technically wrapped it up while we were still in the middle. We put a second condom on, if you will.
Wrap it up.
And I was honestly getting confused. This is before we even read the box. This is already getting into just talking about the movie. Because I recognized the Hobbit, like, cartoon. Like the image of Bilbo Baggins as the Hobbit as an animated creature is what I thought of the Lord of the Rings before the other movies came out. But that was a made-for-TV special. And then this came out in order as a theatrical release, and it did fine, but it didn't do well enough for them to then do the Return of the King. They did do a Return of the King.
They did, but it...
Also a made-for-TV special animated. They are extremely hard to find on DVD from what I saw. And also, halfway through this movie, I stopped wanting to watch them. Samantha, read the package for the Lord of the Rings 1978 animated edition.
Well, no, not it just says the Lord of the Rings.
Well, but I'm telling that to people.
Okay. From J.R.R. Tolkien's magical The Lord of the Rings trilogy. Why is there so much every also, time
why
I
you,
read?
Why are you enunciating so much?
My nose is a little stuffy.
Yeah, just fucking read.
I don't want you to say that I mumbled over something.
Well, I mean, that's also cool.
All the magical adventure of J.R.R. Tolkien's thrilling fantasy classic comes to life in this brilliantly animated tale of the enchanted land of Middle-earth and the brave band of hobbits, heroes, and wizards who set out to protect it. I mean, they could have said dwarves.
Keep reading.
Elves, dwarves. Okay. When a dangerous and powerful magic ring falls into his hands, a little hobbit named Frodo is caught up in a gigantic adventure. Now, join him, the mighty wizard Gandalf, and a daring band of elves, dwarves, and warriors as they set out to defend their enchanted land from the wicked sorcerer who would destroy it.
You said warriors, like you've been
warriors.
Warriors. No, I'm not.
It's warriors.
You've been yelling at me. That is 1,000% one.
Set in a mystical age of magic, monsters, and unlikely heroes on incredible journeys, the Lord of the Rings will cast its spell over your entire family.
So if you had not raked me over the coals.
I said it correctly. No, warriors.
Give yourself fucking one.
Warriors.
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 Warriors. It's warriors. Like warriors, but with an O. Give yourself one.
Warriors.
Warriors. Warriors.
Warriors.
Worried warrior, Barry Windham. You've never seen this before, correct?
No, I haven't seen this one. I've seen the Hobbit one.
You've seen the Hobbit one. Okay. Well, I'll ask after we do our score. So, neither one of us have seen it. I don't know what my score is. Oh, yes, I do. What are you giving this movie?
Man, I'm giving this movie like a 3.
Wow. I'm giving it a 3.5.
Oh.
And
why'd you say wow, then?
Well, no, I thought... So, you have been very forgiving about the Hobbit movies, which I think that this movie, in many ways, is comparable to, but for totally different reasons.
It's completely... Look,
well, we're going to get into it. So, did you like the Hobbit animated one when you saw it?
I saw it when I was in...
Like a child, right?
7th grade or 8th grade or something like that. I remember. It was in Miss Morris's class. She was my English teacher.
Oh, okay.
I watched it in school. She was my English teacher. It was either 7th or 8th grade. And, I just remember watching it in her class.
And do you don't remember your opinion of it?
How old was I in 8th grade?
8th grade? You would have been like 13.
Cool. No. I don't.
So you would have watched this right around the time... Oh, no, that was later. Never mind. I'm getting my ears confused.
That fucking old, buddy.
No. What I meant was I'm thinking of the Hobbit movies, but the Lord of the Rings movies came out when we were in, I think, 8th, 9th, and 10th grade. So, yeah.
I think it was topical.
So, listen. I will give this movie all the credit in the world for being a 70s animated movie that's not Disney, mm-hmm. kind of stand on its own. Mm-hmm. This is very much in the Rankin-Bass style of animation, which was popular back then. They did a ton of stuff. They did a lot of the Christmas stop-motion specials.
Okay, sure.
So this was a big step in for them. And it looks its age, obviously. This movie came out
absolutely
approaching does. 50 years ago.
Yeah.
But it's still an achievement. And to me, it does have an indelible charm for the first half of the movie. Like, the first, like, 30, 45 minutes, I was like, you know what? Like, this isn't great. But goddammit, like, for a movie that's a 50-year-old animated movie that's not Disney, to kind of look how this is. Initially, I thought the rotoscope stuff was very cool. It freaked me out at first. I'm like, was that just a person walking through? It reminded me of, remember, A Scanner Darkly?
No, I never saw that.
Well, it's not like that, but it's like very much like animated, like human animation. You don't feel this way. You hated it.
I hated it.
Why did you hate it?
I hated it. Pick one.
Okay, that's fair.
Like, pick one. Either be animated or be live action. Well, don't be both.
It was jarring because it had no,
it's not necessary. There was no technique to it.
There was
I don't think so.
But also, by technique, what I was going to say was there was no thematic reason for them to do it when they did it. They did it for the orcs. I think they just couldn't animate orcs, maybe. But then when the orcs would be in the middle of chasing or running, which is literally half of the second half of the movie, then all of a sudden, like, the fellowship would turn into the rotoscope. So it's like, but then it cuts to the next.
The perspective.
The perspective really hurts the movie as it continues to go on.
The dialogue sucks.
Why do you think that? I think the dialogue was more like layman's terms, but still had some whimsical tag to it.
I just didn't like it. So, I didn't feel like it was, it didn't feel right.
So my
it
biggest.
It didn't feel right.
My biggest note, particularly in the second half of the movie, and then obviously in some of, like, the seminal moments, is there's no emotional way to resonance to this at all. I think the animation is definitely part of it.
Yeah.
Because you don't have flat. The facial expression. And also, it's animation in the 70s. So animation in the 70s, unless it was, like, Dumbo.
Disagree.
Or, no, I meant, like, being able to, like, really connect. Like, kids' movies. Name me a movie before the 80s animated that had emotional resonance to it besides Bambi and Dumbo.
Cinderella.
What emotion? That's not like what a Pixar movie does. Like, I'm not watching Cinderella and I'm getting wrecked.
I mean, identifying with it.
You saw the fucking shoes that don't fit that much?
No, you saw the sisters fucking rip her to shreds.
Yeah, you're an old child.
That was terrified. I was terrified. I thought that's what it was like.
But you get what I'm saying. Like,
no, I do get what you're saying.
No, I mean, we're agreeing.
I mean, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Like, when the fellowship comes together in the live-action movie, I'm like, yo, this is a moment. Like, I felt it.
Like, it's heavy.
You know? And this, I was like, yeah, these guys are just hanging out.
Look. Yeah. But you know what? If you can't do it, then don't do it. Like, we say it all the time. If you can't park a car that big, don't get a car that fucking big. Like,
fair.
You know, I'm sorry. Like, and I disagree slightly on, like, the animation is part of it. I think their choice of animation, because I think there was animation that you could show emotion in the animated faces. But whatever this retroscope shit was.
Well, it did. I think
it was terrible. It was unnecessary.
It was.
And even with that, there were still scenes that were completely bizarre for no reason.
Well, the first time it happens is when they're in Bree. Like, so when they're in Bree and it happens, I'm like, whoa, hold on a second. And then in their defense, it makes the Black Riders and some other shit legitimately spooky. Like, Jillian watched it with us, and she was a little tense at moments. I think it's definitely a product of the 70s environment as well, probably.
Sure was.
And then the inconsistency is awful.
Yeah. And then there was like, wasn't there like, there was like a campfire scene or something? And it was just, I thought that I was tripping. I thought that I had acid because it was just bizarre. And I'm like, it was wacky.
It was very late 70s. Yeah.
Very wacky when Galadriel's having that vision. It was just.
Oh, Galadriel's always a skip for me. But yeah, you're right. It was wacky.
It was just wacky. And also, It's different than the mysticism of the live actions. And
you're not wrong.
Well, I know I'm not wrong. That's why I'm saying these things. But, yeah, it's just...
So, what I was going to add before we kind of get into specific scenes and stuff, I'm glad it was always a skip for me, but there definitely is something with... I didn't read too much. Something I've left out of our kind of our new, like, schedule is, and I'm probably going to add it to our thing here, and I don't know where to put it, so you can help me with that, is we used to talk about, like, because I know you're on IMDb, we're watching the movie, I'm in afterwards, I kind of find these little bits, is like, what's the most interesting bit of trivia you found out about this movie? We won't start this week, but we'll start going forward. I think it'll be a nice little segment there. I didn't do that for this movie, and I'm interested to see how much, like, interference the studio had, because it feels like, just like Peter Jackson's came from a place of, like, liking it and wanting to honor it and whatnot. But, of course, it's still 70s animation, so it's like, oh, that Gollum character, he needs to have a wacky voice. Yeah. Like, it still has to have, well, you know, we're going to get there. We're going to get there. So,
but the biggest piece of trivia was that the studio notes were that Sauron and Saruman sounded too familiar and people would get confused, which is why they called him Aruman.
Yeah, Saruman.
No, it was Aruman.
I heard Saruman.
It was Aruman.
Well, whatever it was, whatever it is, for some reason, I'm like, did they fuck up the whole name? But that makes total sense. Yeah. We'll just put it in like the other stuff. We have the other stuff section.
They renamed him Aruman. Got it. Instead, but it's still in like the closed caption and you can still distinctly hear that they call him Aruman. Yeah. It's like, you don't know this guy?
Because obviously we put the closed... Any Lord of the Rings movie, I want to put the closed captioning on. Any movie, really, any day now, I put the closed captioning on. Or, I'll say that for next week, never mind. So you didn't like the movie, obviously. Was there a scene in particular that you could stomach the most or that you appreciated?
I appreciated when they're hiding from the Black Riders, the four hobbits, at the towards the beginning when they're hiding from the Black Riders, that when they're under the tree trunk and stuff, because that inspired Peter Jackson. He took that scene directly from this animation.
Yes.
You saw it and you felt it. So like, I appreciated that because of the retrospect.
Yes.
Right?
Had retrospect I seen with the rotoscope.
Please don't ever say something like that again. If I had seen this first, I don't think I would have appreciated the scene as much.
Yeah.
You know, so I think the live action helped it there.
I think my favorite was the opening to the movie because, number one, it was going at a much faster clip than the other ones. So I was like, yo, we're going to get this story neat. This was still over 2 hours, though.
Yeah.
Because
they had wacky races fucking happening in the fucking middle of it. Fucking everybody, Technicolor shit.
That almost fucking killed me. Oh my god, my heart is beating so fucking fast.
Now you know what Muttley went through every day of his life.
That's because of the bad dog food Dick Dastardly was giving Muttley. But no, like the beginning, like the way they quickly summarize, like Fellowship is supposed to do, the backstory to the ring and getting everyone caught up on it. Like, that until, like, Gandalf appeared, I was like, this is all right. You know, this is kind of unique and cool. Mm-hmm. And it was also getting the front part, more of the Hobbit than we got in the other Fellowship of the Ring section. But I think, so, like, if you were to break this down into, like, the other original trilogy, this is a 2 hour and 15 minute movie, basically. And, like, 2 hours of it is the Fellowship of the Ring, right? Like, there's not much in the Two Towers except the never-ending Helm's Deep scene, which, if we're getting into worse scenes, we can go ahead and pivot, because I don't think you have anything else in positivity to say.
No, I'm just double-checking, but no, I don't think so. But, no, you could keep going.
So so the end of the movie, you're already pretty taxed based on, like, how it looks, because it's so unrefined. It feels
super unrefined.
It's jarring, and it feels kind of like rushed, especially the end, because like I said, I felt like there was very, very little time of the Two Towers.
Yeah.
Like, we meet Gollum so late in the story.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, it's throughout an entire 3 hour piece in the original trilogy, but the Helm's Deep battle, like the moment of silence and devastation after the battle was okay, but just it was just never ending, hard to watch animation that you really couldn't tell again what was going on, which is a problem I have with like Five Armies. And then the ending is just such a fucking letdown because like there's just this little bit of narration and they did it, but it's not really the end. But they treat it as like, yeah, we don't have any more of this story to tell.
Yeah.
Like it was fucking the last 15, 20 minutes, I was like, I cannot wait for this
thing. It was hard to watch it. It was like they were just all uninteresting versions of themselves in this movie.
Yeah.
And you know, people make the argument, well, animation isn't really movies. Like that, you know, I hate that because it's not true.
Absolutely.
You can develop breadth and depth of character in an animated movie. And it's not like this wasn't based off of the same source material.
Yeah.
You know, it just didn't take it to that next level. And it may be bias. Honestly, it probably is bias. I hated the choices that were made in this movie.
Give me like your top
in terms
one.
Of the characterization.
Oh yeah.
Like Aragorn Strider, big old douchebag motherfucker.
He reminded me of
like a Captain Planet.
Almost. I'm going older. I'm going the era. He reminded me of like, oh god, what was the character? I think he was on Super Friends. He was like Giant Apache or something.
Okay.
You know exactly what I'm talking about, right?
Exactly who you're talking about.
And then also, like, for whatever reason, like, I would just visualize.
But, like, mean Scooby-Doo villain.
I would, and also a little bit of Race Bannon from Johnny Quest and later the captain in C-Lab. Like, that, like, you know, like.
Sure.
You know, but, Harrison Ford type, like, face.
But I was like, that's not how Aragorn is.
Yeah. Less for me characters, more for me just how unimpactful. Like some of the Gandalf Balrog scene,
you shall not pass.
The difference between like you cannot pass. Like
and then fly, you fools.
Yeah,
it was just not.
It just didn't. It was very frustrating.
Didn't hit.
The long ass ring wraith chase was also whatever. But yeah, we'll get into characterizations. We'll save that for like when we get into MVP and LVP because we can discuss the difference I think between some of the performances. And some of getting into where we are now, like the other stuff, like the art direction and how it was put. Mm-hmm. The one thing I will give the movie credit for, and it's only just because it reminded me of something else, I didn't hate the music, like the score in it. It's not anything like the epic Lord of the Rings score.
Yeah.
But it also it had a very Muppet Christmas Carol sound to me.
Okay, I could hear
so
that.
So I was able to appreciate that about some of the non-performance-based things in the movie. Was there anything you particularly care to note?
No.
Also, this will be where our trivia section is as well. So, like I said, there was a Hobbit movie and there was a Return of the King movie. When I checked on Amazon, I think like the cheapest thing I found was The Hobbit for like $31. I'm like, I have standards. Absolutely not.
Cannot do it.
Yeah. So, yeah, so let's get an MVP and LVP, I guess. And we can also, from that, talk about, you know, the characterizations we did and did not like as we go through. Which one do you want to start with? Which one do you think is going to be easier?
Oh, LVP.
LVP. I thought LVP was going to be a longer conversation.
No, I don't think it's going to be.
I mean, I have a list. I know you're going to say, and he's on my list.
The only one who should be on the list
is the Gollum.
Yeah. Peter Woodthorpe.
That's the most British ass name I've ever heard.
Son of a bitch.
So I like. So I didn't dislike the animation on it at first, but then it just became very cartoonish. So I was getting that earlier.
So
it's like
the wrong kind of caricature.
Like it wasn't the best vocal interpretation to say.
It was a terrible vocal interpretation.
It was too silly.
That's
what I'm saying about the studio note. Like someone's like, yo, that Gollum character should be a little funky, and they made him like how Skeletor is in He-Man. Like, that's kind of how Gollum was. So he's on my list. I just want to throw a couple more out at you. Legolas will forever be on my list.
Legolas just had a doofy looking fucking
I literally
face.
Said, will Legolas ever look anything but doofy as fuck? I love you.
Doofy fucking motherfucking asshole.
He looked like he just gotten out of discovering what a glory hole was.
You know what I was going to say? It's like, he looked like he found a clit. And...
Oh man, how do you guys do glory holes? Is there a way? I guess that'd be, that's a weird fucking question to ask. So like, listen, I was a mess. And also, I think as much as you hated Gollum, I hated fucking Sam. I thought Sam channeled nothing of Sean Astin, obviously.
Sean
Astin. Except kind of being like little short and fat guy, but.
It makes me appreciate Sean Astin's performance so much more because it was just,
I don't know, I think I'm verbalizing this the right way to not be completely offensive.
No.
But I hope it still gets through.
No, you're going to be offensive.
He sounded partially damaged. Does that make sense?
Did, yeah. No, he sounded.
And the animation did him no favors either. Yeah. So he was kind of walking around like
bow-legged little...
Bow-legged LeFou. Yeah, and so that didn't help aesthetically. Legolas didn't help aesthetically. Gollum less so, but yeah, it's Gollum.
It's Gollum.
It's not the character.
It's not the character, and it's not even like.
I was waiting for him to like. I was waiting for him to be slapsticky. 100%. I was waiting
for him to fucking slap his leg and get a top hat and cane thrown from outside.
Whoa, hey now.
And just.
Michigan J. Gollum up in here.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so Peter Woodthorpe is the LVP of The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
MVP.
Absolutely.
I have two.
I have zero, actually.
All right, well, so I'll give you my two, and you can, if you come up with somebody else, or you can get one of them. So I think my number two would be the guy who played Boromir. I wasn't
a fan of the characterization either.
The visual of it was different for me. Like, again, he looked like a Geico caveman animated a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I thought his arc was the closest in a much shorter period of time.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the performance, I thought the actor really went for it. And I thought that scene where, like, the animation and, like, you see the anime characters, like, in 70s animation, like, fucking bleeding, you know, that was something to see.
Okay.
So I thought the actor went for it, and I wasn't offended by it. My vote would be the one, the actor who voiced Frodo. I thought he channeled the character and the innocence well enough in kind of the Elijah Wood way that I thought he was good in the first one. He wasn't mopey or whiny. I appreciated his performance. So he would be my vote.
Someone who is nodded is Gandalf.
Yeah, Gandalf wasn't flat, that bad, but Gandalf was flat. Yeah. I also was disappointed in, as you said, Strider and Aragorn.
Yeah.
Or Aragorn, because that's fucking the most famous actor. It's John Hurt. It's a fucking elephant man.
I can't believe that you were going to give it to Legolas, too, because that was Anthony Daniels.
Well, I said that was LVP.
No, I'm saying LVP.
Yeah, Anthony Daniels is whatever. Go fuck yourself, C-3PO. Oh, biggest cock block in movie history. No one wants to hang out with C-3PO.
I'd hang out with him.
Well, who were you saying before I interrupted, before you said, were you going to say Saruman? Or yeah. Sauron?
Saruman.
Saruman!
Saruman.
See, didn't do enough for me. I like the animation on him, though, as well.
It was just, I guess, the most even.
Yeah, probably.
I think. But no, we can go with Frodo.
Frodo? Okay. What was that actor's name?
Christopher Gard.
Christopher Gard. Good for you, Christopher Gard. You probably need the kudos. All right,
he's got nothing else on his...
Makes sense.
Not even a picture.
Well, here's the best part of your millennium.
Oh no, he's done actually 67 projects. Oh, he's still know how to use IMDb. Working.
Yeah, he's still working. Well, I'm assuming.
Well, I don't know what a young man or a child. I don't know what he looks like.
I'm not drawing a picture of him in my book, Samantha. I just need the guy's fucking name.
Well, no, to see who he is, to know.
You're perfectly setting yourself up for Samantha's dumb question of the week.
Oh, I am.
It is time.
Okay, so here's the question, Chris. If you were in a dark dank cave,
mm-hmm,
with a creature.
Like what type? Like a golem?
Like a golem creature.
Okay.
And you had to have a riddle contest with this creature.
Why did we do this like 4 movies ago?
Because
it took you 4 movies to come up with this? There's no riddles in this.
Well, I know, but I didn't have an interesting question for this, so I just...
All right, tell me your riddle.
No, I was going to ask you.
What riddle would I pick?
What riddle would you pick?
Oh, I just saw a really good riddle the other day. Fuck,
to beat the golem-like creature.
Oh, what the fuck? Hold on. I have two. Okay. Also, I don't know why I'm making fun because I don't have a
And this isn't a stupid This isn't a stupid question.
Well, it's a great question. I thought you were going to ask it 4 podcasts ago.
Well, no, I mean, I could have, but I think I did.
The shortest and simplest one is a man rides into town on a Wednesday, stays 2 days, and leaves on Thursday. You know, how did the man do it?
That's not even how you tell the fucking joke.
It's close.
It's nowhere near it.
Well, I fucked it up.
A man
rides into town
on Friday, stays for 2 days, and leaves on Friday. Yeah. How does he do it? Because the horse is named Friday. Gollum would eat you if you were stuck in a cave with him because you don't know how to tell a fucking riddle properly.
I was...
like, how are you... And I'm the dumb one. Do you have another one?
I'm trying to find it. I'm not going to have it. It was like, it was something about the days.
Okay.
Fuck. I don't know. What is yours?
I have... Okay, so...
A clock. I could just every riddle from Batman Forever.
Yeah, go for it.
No, I'm kidding. I can't.
All right. So, what starts with an E, ends with an E, and only contains one letter?
Say it one more time.
What starts with an E?
Yeah.
And ends with an E?
Yeah.
But only contains one letter.
I.
No, because I is 3 letters.
But I'm saying the I, like, that's technically an answer. I should get the Jeopardy points for this.
But that's not correct.
What's your bullshit answer?
An envelope.
Ah! Mine is still technically correct.
You're stupid.
Yeah, I can't find this with the riddle. That's fine. I'm probably not in the right condition to tell riddles right now.
Anything else on this movie?
Well, I'm supposed to have a rant here, and I'm trying to should I rant about something else?
You can.
Let me look at home. Let me see if I can.
You want to
get pissed off about something? Oh no, I was gonna mention something. What the fuck was it? Oh, I didn't write it down. Oh, fuck. I think we can cut this one short. Look, so let's do our final score and let's do a quick retrospective of the Lord of the Rings movies and like the final tally. So, Samantha, are you sticking with your score of a 3?
Yeah, I think I'm going to stick with my score.
I actually think, because I didn't have a rant, I don't care enough about this movie to give it a 3.5, so I'm going to join you in a 3.
Ooh.
I'm going to knock my score down. So both of our scores were a 3. So according to my tally, if I'm not mistaken, I believe that our official final rankings for the Lord of the Rings franchise would be from bottom to top. For me, it'd be Battle of the Five Armies, then a tie between An Unexpected Journey and this Lord of the Rings, then a tie between Desolation of Smaug and Two Towers, and then a tie between Lord of the Rings and Fellowship, which I would ultimately go with Fellowship. For you, you said this was the worst Lord of the Rings movie of the 7 we watched by far.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had it as Battle of the Five Armies, Unexpected Journey, Desolation of Smaug, Two Towers, and then you distinctly had Return of the King a little bit not as good as The Fellowship of the Ring.
Correct.
Most people would probably flip-flop those two.
Well, fuck them.
Well, I'm just saying in general, and I'm sure there's a vocal majority. Like, this is kind of like a cult thing, like, you know.
Not my cult.
give me some different Kool-Aid. Yeah, so 3 for The Lord of the Rings. Now, I also wanted to make sure we had enough time, because this is something we haven't, I think, only done twice this year. Or this might be the second time we've done it. We have to pick a new movie off the random list. So are you pulling up the random number generator?
I am.
Can I say?
Or do you want to do the random number?
You already started doing that and I already got this open. Can I just say that if this is not just one fucking movie, can we just decide to get a mulligan or we will...
Can we have a MacGuffin?
I like that. Oh, new idea. Okay, so starting in 2025.
See, I'm so smart.
Starting in 2025, every year we get one MacGuffin. And what that MacGuffin does is anything the person nominates or whatever we draw or whatever it may be, you can just say, nah. And then you get to dictate whatever that episode is instead.
Yeah, but we can't say. You have to make people think it's the actual other movie when we're talking about it.
All right, now you fucking lost.
Well, that's me. A MacGuffin.
No, it's not.
That's what a MacGuffin is, isn't it?
Give me a number between 1 and 2083.
2083. Yes. It's going to be number 868.
868. 309. 868. Looks like we're going to be in the H's. 868. God damn it. It's two movies. God damn it. So, but which I really want to do it. Okay. So.
Just so, tell me what it is.
It's Homeward Bound.
Oh, yeah. No, we have to do it with Jillian.
Because I wanted to watch it with Jillian.
Because we're actually in the process of trying to find a dog. So I think it would be honestly perfect. All
right. So can we draw a second random movie as well? I think it'd be okay if we started to have an extra movie in the rotation. So that way, like, okay, what are we watching? We have a couple options. And there's sure. a little bit of mystery each week.
As 2076. Probably not good.
That's going to be a movie that I recently bought because you didn't... Do you want to quickly re-alphabetize this?
No.
All right, whatever it
as
is.
As it lies.
2076?
Yeah.
Oh, it's another Jillian movie.
You've got to remind me...
Oh, God, I don't want to watch this.
You've got to remind me to alphabetize it.
Oh, never mind.
What is it?
Everyone's a Hero, that animated talking baseball bat movie.
Why the fuck did you buy that?
Because I love my daughter.
I don't want to watch that fucking movie. Why the fuck did you buy that? Nobody else.
So alphabetize the list so we don't have to do it.
No.
Rig the system.
But then we wouldn't be watching Homeward Bound either. We'd have to redo the whole thing.
Oh, that's an interesting paradox we have here. All right, let's do this. Do it right now, and we'll see what the other two movies are. And whichever one, this is doing like a hybrid, whichever one we decide not to do goes, because we don't have much of a list for our should have watched list, those two movies will go on the should have watched list.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah. Alphabetize the list. There's about 23 movies that are in between there. So what's going to happen is we're probably going to get another movie in the H's or J's, and then we're going to get something... In, like, the Z's, W's, and X's. Mm-hmm. So, this could be two movies we've already fucking seen.
Sure could.
All right, and you get to do the...
Did you fuck up my filters on here?
No, I have not touched your filters.
Why can't I filter this movie? Create a filter.
Yeah, this what dog making noise. What?
I don't know what just happened. Hang on.
Oh, I see you're in it. I should get out of it. I'll stall.
Did you delete a movie from here?
No. I don't think so.
There's an extra row.
You had to add some lines to me not too long ago.
No, I was not sure I got it in my computer.
Background of Google Sheets! Can I rant about something then? Let me just come up with a random rant. What random rant? It's not about, like, our housekeeper. Huh? Or, dumb internet things. Or politics.
Oh, we forgot to talk about what we watched with Jillian tonight.
Oh, perfect. We watched E.T. tonight with Jillian on the heels of our trip back from Universal and riding that ride, which was sentimental for me because it was my father's favorite ride. Even though I don't think he's ever saw the movie E.T. And he's like, man, my dad thought so. He just went to another planet, like, hanging out with these weird, shriveled brown dudes, you know? So we watched E.T., and it was, I think E.T. is one of those, like, seminal watch-with-your-kid movies.
Sure.
I don't remember doing it, but I feel like our generation and our, you know, other people routinely talk about it, and it was perfect. It was great. She was emotional. She was laughing. She... You know, was engaged, asking questions, which is, you know, for a movie that's 42 years old and also, you know, is slow in parts and, you know, not a modern fucking movie. That's, I'll take it. I'll absolutely fucking take it. Mm-hmm. So, she watched E.T. and it was a grand time. Do I have to continue to stall for you?
Yeah.
How bad did you fuck up this list?
I didn't fuck it up. You did.
I didn't do anything. How did I didn't do anything.
I was just trying to alphabetize the wrong column. Sorry. Okay, so what? All right, so...
Is it still on your phone? I actually don't know the final digit of the second one.
It was 276.
2070. Okay, so
2070.
Eight and 868. I got 868. So, all right. So go to 868.
868 is now. Drum roll. 868. Hobbit, Battle of the Five Armies.
Oh. Well, that immediately disqualifies that. That's fucking weird. That might be the same one we got before. And then 2067.
Why?
No, remember we're doing
2076.
2076, sorry.
2076.
No, I think you said 2067.
No, it's 2076.
Oh, I might have read the wrong movie then.
Too late.
I still have it open here. Oh, no, you're right. It was 2076.
Your Friends and Neighbors.
Friends and Neighbors. The fuck is that?
I have no idea.
Your Friends and Neighbors. It's a 1998 black comedy. We own this movie?
I mean, it's got a really great cast.
Ben Stiller with a goatee.
Catherine Keener, Aaron Eckhart.
Okay.
Why the fuck do we own this movie, Chris?
It's probably part of like a 4-pack or something. Honestly, I mean, it's going to take me a while to find it.
Okay.
All right, so we can have either in the Pike, Your Friends and Neighbors, or Nothing. Or Homeward Bound and Everyone's Hero. Well, this didn't turn out to be very fun and exciting. So we're going to go with the Homeward Bound Everyone's Hero. What we can also do is we can pivot one of these, probably particularly Everyone's Hero, to be her birthday movie.
Okay.
Because that is coming up on the schedule. So we'll be like, Jillian, what movie do you want for your birthday? Everyone's Hero for the podcast? And maybe we'll try to have her on the podcast again.
Ooh, great.
So she, you know, she's a couple of years after the fact. I'm sure the fans who are listening, which are really just Carly and Jen at this point.
It's true.
And Tati, and, you know, some other people.
Love my girls.
Yeah. Shout out to... Dude, if you're a dude listening, Augie, man.
Augie doesn't listen to
give
that.
Me a woot-woot, like a juggalo.
Juggalos and juggalettes.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Married Movies. Find us wherever you get your social media, which is Twitter, which is Facebook, which is a Patreon for bonus content. ArcadeAudio.net is our home base. You can find me, @arrowsmalt38 on Instagram, and I can find you.
At Jam With Your Sam.
And, yeah, I think that is it. So we're going to watch Homeward Bound, and Everyone's Here coming up. So next week will be A Quiet Place 1 and 2. We actually watched A Quiet Place already. We're going to watch A Quiet Place 2 this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can finally watch Day 1, just on we don't have the disc yet, so part of our rules. And then we have our 500th episode. Is literally...
right around the corner.
It's 2 episodes away, I think.
2 episodes away!
Yeah, this is episode 497. Yeah, so Quiet Place 1 and 2 will be 498. Then jeez. We have 499 to start Halloween. And then 500, The Prestige. And we got Smile coming up. And then we have our bad Halloween movie. Do we announce what our bad Halloween movie is going to be? It's going to be Killer Tattooist. Thanks to Samantha's blind... tournament pick. Your blind tournament picks have been Killer Tattooist and Teton.
I'm killing it, guys.
One way or another. Now you're just going to do spreadsheet work instead of talk to me?
Well, now, yeah,
can you at least sign out of the fucking show?
For Mullet.
This is Mullet.
Signing out for this week's episode of Married with Movies. We'll catch you next time on our couch.
Slash the movies. This is reminding me of when we had the Royal Rumble party a couple years ago and all the girls were just excited about looking at your spreadsheets.
That's not a euphemism for anything.
Hey, look at my spreadsheets. Want to see my pivot table? Ha ha!
That's the only thing you know about Excel?
It's an Excel joke.
'Thank you for playing Arcade Audio. Play more at arcadeaudio.net.